May 15, 1938. How the Word of God is life in closing all the centuries. How it looks to all human generations. How Jesus does not know how to deal with those who do not love him. How Jesus is always there for the needs of the creatures. I felt immersed in the divine will. Its light made me comprehend many of its truths, but I also felt incapable of enclosing them in my little mind, and reluctant to manifest them in writing on paper. Then my sweet Jesus, visiting my poor soul, all tenderness and compassion for my incapacity, told me, "Poor daughter, she gets confused before the immensity of my will, and would like to stay there resting in peace, to enjoy all the joys and the happiness with which she is filled. No, my daughter, work is necessary too. In heaven there is always joy, but on earth there is an alternation of joys and work. For you, manifesting and writing is work, while entering my will is possessing the purest joys and the greatest happiness. However, I never leave you alone in your work. I actually do more than you do, and without me you could have done nothing. You must know that our love is so great that when we decide to give a word, to manifest a truth from our supreme majesty, we also provide the act in which to do it, enclosing in ourselves the good which that truth has to produce. When the good we have to give to creatures, through those truths we manifest, is all mature and completed, then we give this good to one of them, and she becomes the bearer of that good for the benefit of all human generations. Therefore, our words enclose all centuries, and being words of life they possess a creative strength. Wherever they reach out they will create life and bring the goodness of our truth. So, stopping our words by not manifesting them, means stopping all the good and lives that our words can produce. I know, my daughter, that you would never want to give me such a sorrow, by preventing this great good from reaching the human generations. Would you? One who loves me cannot refuse me anything, not even the sacrifice of her own life. Therefore be attentive, since you don't want to be responsible for so many of our divine lives, which are destined to give life to creatures. After this, I felt in so much pain, it was as if I was going to breathe my last. Jesus immediately ran to sustain me in his arms and said, "What is it? Tell me, do you want to come?" And I, "Yes, heaven willing that you make up your mind to take me." And Jesus, "My daughter, and what are we going to do with the earth?" And I don't know anything and I'm good at nothing, and then, what do I care about the earth? He said, "My daughter, but you should care, because your Jesus cares, and my concerns and your concerns must be one. Now, you must know that the divine will has not yet been completely manifested, although it will be soon, and the more it is manifested the more souls get caught in the nets of its light. Not only this, but the more it matures and grows in one creature, the more all the others acquire the right to receive it, and we feel more moved to grace the human generations, letting them possess our life and will. Our goodness and our love is such that in one creature we look at all, and for love of one we also benefit all the others. But who then, overflows with this good for all? The one who has been the first to receive that good. The one who listened to us and cherished our truths more than her own life. The one who, never looking for her own life, was ready to sacrifice it in every instant for love of us, to let us make of her what we wanted. This has so much power on our Supreme Being, it moves us so much that one alone is enough to let everybody receive that good. Furthermore, the human generations are so linked together more than the limbs to the body that it is no wonder that one healthy and good member makes its vital and holy humors flow into the others. In the same way, the strength of one single creature living in our will is omnipotent, to the extent that it can overwhelm heaven and earth. It conquer all, God as well as creatures. Therefore, let me finish and I will take you soon. Then he added, "My daughter, the more one suffers, the more he feels the need to be loved. I am the one who suffered more than anybody else, and my pains, my spilled blood and my years turned into loving voices, imploring love from those I love so much, and who made me suffer and cry so much. Those who love me bring the sweetest relief to my pains. They dry my tears while my blood turns into a bath of love for them. But do you know who turns my suffering and tears into joy and gladness? Those who live in my will. They always find in it love with which to love me, sustaining me in my suffering and giving me continuous relief. Then I feel like a triumphant king who, although wounded, won the will of the creature by the weapons of his sufferings and love. Oh! How happy I am in feeling loved and living together with the ones for whom I sustained such a painful and bloody battle. I created everything to be loved, and if love is lacking, I don't really know what to do with the creature. I can't find what I want. At the most, there might be different varieties of love, love of reparation, of compassion, of imitation. But it is always love that I want, and if I don't find it, it is just not for me. Given that love is the child of my will, if I find this child, I have found the mother. And so I find everything, all that belongs to me. And I rest and rejoice in her, and she does the same in me, and we love each other with one single love. And I, my beloved Jesus, if you yearn so much for love and for creatures to do your will, why don't you inundate them with your graces so that they feel strength to operate and love you as you want? And Jesus, my daughter, I feel like giving to the creature the necessary strength, or, rather, an overabundant strength, only in the moment when she sets herself to do what I want, not before. Otherwise she would feel the strength but still not do what I want, and I do not know how to give useless things. How many, before doing an action, feel so helpless. But then as soon as they put themselves to work, they feel invested by a new strength, a new light. I am the one who charged them, since I never lack the necessary strength to do good. Rather, this need ties me and forces me, if necessary, to act together with them. But if what they do is not necessary, then I put myself aside and let them do by themselves. After this, I was thinking to myself, how miserable I am. I feel like I haven't done anything for Jesus, for all the graces he gave me. Who knows how much I should love him? Instead, I am so cold. It's true that I can't love anyone other than Jesus, but I should be all on fire, and I'm not. As I was thinking that, he came back and, reproaching me sweetly, said, "My daughter, what are you doing? Do you want to waste time? Don't you know that all you should care about is knowing whether or not a state is in my will, and doing it? In my will everything is love, breathing, heartbeat, motion. Even the human will wants nothing other than to love me. My will, jealous of the creature, surrounds her with an air of love, so that I breathe only that love. Your Jesus never looks at what the creature feels, because many times feelings can deceive her. I look at her will and what she really wants. That's all I take. How many things there are that she feels but does not do. But, if she wills, all is done. Further, in my will nothing gets lost. For whoever lives in it, everything is counted, breaths, heartbeats, the little I love you. All things done in it remain written with indelible characters of light and form the very life of my will. Often the gifts I have given to the creature as well as her acts remain hidden as her property in the depth of her will. She feels as if she has not done anything. But that is not true. At the right time these acts will show their light inside that soul brighter than the sun, and sanctity is there in its place of honor. Virtues are all there ready to act heroically in case of need. My will knows how to maintain harmony and its divine order. Wherever it reigns and whatever it does acquires the seal of eternity. Therefore live in it and do not worry about anything. My will take care of you better than you would yourself.